And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
On a beard! On a beard, on a beard, on a beard, on a beard, here on the clear! Your independent premier, Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, hey, from the BEA, beautiful studios of Freedoms of the Nest, from Phoenix, home. Yes, it's a very nice day today. We got Dr. Judy Michalowicz on to tell us all about what needs to be talked about. Now, Judy, she's been our insider, giving us some insight before it was like an issue. Now, be way before, this is like August, we started talking. I said, oh, somebody's going to have to stay after school or they're going to get freaking fired from the CDC. That's one thing. She's earned her BA in chemistry from the University of Virginia in 80, a PhD in biochemistry and molecular biology from George Washington University in 92. In her 35-year career, she has done pioneering work in immunology, epigenetics, virology, and natural product drug development, including the discovery of the modulation of DNA methylation machinery by human retroviral infection and the concept of inflammatory cytokines and chemokine signatures of infection and disease. In 2014, she and Kent Heckenlively co-authored the book Plague, which is where we know her from. And it's all about her saying, hey, this does that. And did you know? And I go, that's very good. Let's put it in the Science Journal of, and you kind of, oh, and then the man said, oh, hell no, we got to go kick their doors in, and you're not allowed to share your information because you got some kind of grant or federal aid, and your brain belongs to us, and you're violating property right of UBR property when they say, how far off am I, Judy? Judy, I got you there?
You're right on. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got me here.
So, excuse me. So this has been a battle that's been going on for a while. Now, the one thing that I wanted to talk about, we read a portion of this went over some issues that we've shared with what we were doing back in 09. And this is the Spider Scientist, which stands for Scientist Preserving Integrity, Diligence, and Ethics in Research. And we're coming out just in time for Trump's inauguration of how bad these guys are. Do you see this as a good thing? The spider group inside the CDC want to be all whistleblowers now, or are they just covering their ass?
Well, probably a little bit of both, but it's really, I think it's a really good thing because they're actually anonymous in their group of CDC scientists who have been looking at this for a long time, and it used to be a rare occurrence and now it's common practice, and so that's what they're upset about. So they came out just yesterday with another open letter.
Where in the hell have they been before? This means nothing to me. This is, please don't fire me first.
Right, exactly. So, you know, in 2009 and 11, and you know, almost a decade now of injury to innocent people, and especially...
You know, that's interesting.
And now all of a sudden they're standing up and saying, oh, yeah, it's been going on a long time.
You know, that's interesting. This kind of... I don't know if they would allow it in court, but certainly in public opinion out there is when you go to the vaccine court and they go, oh no, the science is settled, oh no, it's, you know, no, this is not, no, it'll never, and God, and I'm having talked to people, friends, I don't get into all, I just, hey man, this is my position, you know, this is why I don't try, I'm not trying to convince you, I just want to make sure you understand why I'm so convinced. And that attitude keeps me out of a lot of trouble. So what my thing is I want to make sure that people understand why I see this as a problem. This comes up now, and all of the argument that they make, well, the CDC said this about that. Well, no, they don't. Is this letter, is this spider thing, is that something you can take in court, or is that just public opinion?
Well, I mean, it's a letter, a document, an open document, and now we've all got it. So, you know, I will try to take it into court because I am criticized, and they say I'm debunked, and all the research is debunked, and my research is debunked, and there's nothing, you know, really disproven at all. And this proves that all their debunking was in fact fraud and federal crime. So, yes, I will take it to court. I will take it to every single case I serve is in the vaccine court, because this is the kind of attack these innocent victims are getting. They're attacking the experts with integrity. And interesting, this all came out within a week of Trump's asking Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead a panel on safety and scientific integrity of vaccines.
No, they,
well, that's what we've needed for decades.
So that's what they saw, is that, you know, it wasn't that Trump was running. It wasn't that him and Dr. Ben Carson said something about, you know, not, you know, getting on the vaccination train. And then it's not that he got elected. It's not that. It's when he appointed RFK Jr. to the vaccine science, going to check on it. They went, oh, he knows who. We're screwed, man. We better come up with a letter.
Right. So all of a sudden, they've got a letter saying, oh, yeah, and it's been happening a long time. Well, where were you the last, you know, two decades as Dr. Andy Wakefield and I, you know, suffered to try and expose this corruption and prevent the injury? Dr. Brian Hooker exposing Dr. William Thompson now 2 years ago, and what have they done? They've done nothing.
You know, you would think that the people that have been in the face of the enemy, and with all this headwind that you guys are going through, and all the integrity that you guys really, not inside waiting, I'm going to do an integrity thing a week before the inauguration crap, but I mean, really out there doing it, while they're making money lying, and you're out in the front of the CDC going, man, you liars, and they're going, yeah, maybe not so much. When they appointed RFK, all of a sudden, now I want to be a spider group. No, I'm a spider, make me a spider. You know, this... I'm wondering if you and your compadres in this effort are going to get a job. You know, CDC and Trump is like, yeah, you guys, you know, I need people like you to come in. Or no, not so much. I mean, what do you think?
Well, we certainly hope so. And as soon as Robert F. Kennedy was appointed to this committee, Dr. Frank Rossetti and I volunteered to serve on it. And I said, volunteered to serve on it. And he said, thanks, Judy and Frank. So, you know, we're there. And they know we're here, and they know we're out here, and they know our books, and they know our work. So, yeah, we'll do everything we can to bring back scientific integrity to American medicine.
Hey, are you seeing more traffic on your book on Amazon? Is it getting out there? Does anybody know to get it? I mean, it's been out, what, a couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it's actually best-selling virology book ever. It sold more than 10,000 copies, and in 2 weeks it'll be in paperback with an updated introduction by me, with the words and the proof showing Tony Fauci, the head of the NIH, or the NIH's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, actually spearheaded all the fraud to cover up the contamination of vaccines with mouse retroviruses.
Wow. So this is going to be get a new
paperback.
Life. They'll get a new life with the paperback, you think?
Absolutely. Paperbacks always sell 10 to 1 of hard copies, because hard copies are heavy, especially in this day and age traveling around.
Now, can you get it?
Take too much up lane.
Is your book available in Kindle or audio or any of that?
Everything. It's been in Amazon audio. It's available in Kindle. The audio is great.
Who read
it? It's really a fun listen.
Who read it?
I've got to remember. I forgot right now, but I'll take a quick look, because he's an award winner from Amazon Audible.
Okay, we'll find out who. It doesn't really matter. I just wondered if you did, if you didn't. All right, but we'll come back. We'll talk more about the inauguration, what's coming up in that. It looks like he's going to hit the ground running, you know, on this vaccine thing. We'll find out.
You're listening to the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
A bomb on me. You know, I'm wondering where Dr. Judy Mikovits is going to be in all this. You know, Dr. Judy, this weekend, Friday, where are you going to be?
Probably home in Carlsbad or in L.A. working. Actually, got a lot to do we have a California summit to stop this mandatory vaccine on Saturday. So
really?
I'll be there on Saturday.
Okay, let me tell you where we're at. Dr. Frank is going to be at the inauguration. Trump report goes to the inauguration. So he's leaving Thursday morning, so we're going to have some fun with that. And I'm hopefully it'll be fun. That's why, you know, you know, I'm like, whoa, what will happen? Now, we have anti-Trump leftists caught on video plotting inauguration terrorist acts. I mean, you know, they're going to something. They don't want. I mean, I'm kind of like, it's not going to be, like, who assassinated JFK? It's like, who didn't assassinate JFK? And then the Trump thing, there's a lot of talk, even British intelligence and so on. I mean, you're not going to know. And I'm wondering, in the community, and you're on Facebook, or you're talking to a lot of the people in the anti, or at least vaccine truth movement and so on, are they worried? Are they elated? Are they encouraged? Or, I mean, there's so much good news, but is it measured in any way because of a threat? I mean, what are they saying?
My co-author Kent Heckenlively and I, who wrote the new book Inoculated, and I were talking last week as he was doing some radio with George Norrie on Coast to Coast, and he expressed some concern. Just everybody will breathe a little bit easier on Friday because we can't believe things like a committee on integrity and maybe these mandates will go away, that we have to inject toxins into our family members. By the way, it was Eric Martin on Amazon Audibles who read our book, and it's got, you know, 4.5 out of 5 stars, and it is fabulous. Eric Martin has a beautiful lilting English accent, and you know, many of the players were of the evil side were from the UK, and so it really is well done.
Well, this is, you know, we can kind of, you know, pump it a little bit, give you the, you know, the declare your independence bounce or something, make a big deal out of, you know, I think I got, you know, a headline for the book. We can put it up again. That'll be a good time. I'll go search for that and put it back at the top of Freedom's Fiend. Of course, we have it in the show notes and so on. But, I mean, you know, a nice headline up there at our dispatch doesn't hurt. So we'll do that. Yeah, let me make a note here. All right, I'll get that taken care of. You know, this is, I'm wondering, you know, what you're seeing is going to be the immediate impact, because a lot of this stuff is happening right now, because I'm getting the impression that they're feeling, you know, here comes Trump, the businessman, man. He ain't there to be jerking around. It's going to be day one, and how big a stack of, I'm going to get writer's cramp for signing all my executive orders or undoing theirs or something. And there has to be, when you guys are discussing this stuff, the other side. It's already started on Freedom's Phoenix. You got different, you know, letters to the editor, and you must be fake news if you're doing this and that, and I can't believe, and kind of, I'm going, the trolls are coming. Here they are. Not based on anything. It's all ad hominem stuff. Use the wrong color or something. Or, I mean, just whatever crap. And I'm wondering if the, I wouldn't say anti-vax community, but, you know, vaccine truth community, are they feeling this? Are you under attack? Is the troll, the army of the pharma coming after y'all online? Are you feeling it?
Oh, absolutely. The minute RFK's appointment was announced and this committee was announced, who came out but the scientific journals, science, you know, fake news that in our book Plague, we show how Science, the journal, supposedly the most reputable journal in the world, comes out there and makes this truth about the retroviruses and vaccines and the blood supply go away. And so now here they are within one day, and they're out there with their commentary. What do they have to do with this? And then right behind them comes Scientific American. So we'll explain it all to the American, just like there was an article, Chasing the Shadow Virus, that came out. So all of the news, the fake science is coming out. So they're on the run, and they're exposing themselves as part of the corruption.
You know, this is one thing that I remember a few years ago. It was Newsweek magazine was just going down, but it had, you know, placement on the newsstand. I mean, you go through the airport, you got the front page of Time and Newsweek all over the place. So they were wanting to get rid of it, and it was a congresswoman from Southern California whose husband's a gazillionaire that bought Newsweek for $1. And just to keep it going, I got a dollar, where's my dollar, here's my dollar, give it to me, dollar. Well, that was, you know, they were in such debt that it was still, you know, wasn't free. I mean, you know, you had to do whatever to keep them afloat. So he buys Newsweek, and what's the first thing they do? They put a full portrait of Obama on the front, and we're Obama supporting Obama. And I'm going, yep. Well, they need these magazines just for the eyeballs that they get, or trying to give credibility to something. They get captured by these industries and so on to do just this. That's why it was worth whatever it costed just to keep Newsweek the front page on at the airport when you're walking by in the newsstand thing. Well, these scientific journals are the same thing. They're just out there to promote, and they just buy them up. Are there competing publications? Has it gone online? Is it just, you know, somebody, is your book? I mean, you know, where does anybody, the doctor, the professions, they still give respect to these publications or not? Or is it waning?
Oh, absolutely. They still give respect to these publications. You know, you get a paper in Science, then you don't ever have to worry about applying for another grant unless you expose a truth of their fraud, and then you end up like me. You'll never get another grant or work another day in your life, right?
Okay, now you did get published in these magazines, did you not?
I did.
And then they said, not so much. We changed our mind.
Yeah, exactly. And then they set up this this government troll called Retract Watch, government bought and paid for, and they just retract any paper that shows and imply it's fraud that shows the truth. Did it to Dr. Andy Wakefield, did it to me, did it to Brian Hooker when he exposed Dr. Thompson and showed the real statistics behind MMR and autism, staggering statistics, you know, and all of a sudden it's retracted. It's out there a day and it's gone.
Now, who does that? I mean, is it a publisher? Is there a company?
Shadow government.
Well, no, I mean, who do they get to do it? There's got to be, they got to put their guy in charge of,
the senior editors.
Okay.
The senior editors. Every journal has an editor, and they just go to them, and they say, you'll get no more NIH money, and nobody will send papers to your journal. It's a business. And they're gone. You'll lose your impact factor, which is everything in science. That's who reads you. Your impact factor.
And well, it's so getting a freaking it's nobody. You know, it's Generation Next. I mean, another generation comes. They're liars. So they'll reconstitute. Yep. This is a perfect example of what I've noticed in British Parliament. Yeah, we'll talk. Go to the archive. I'll tell you all about it. British Parliament, it's always all the opposition, and they'll build up, and then a bunch of the politicians are part of the scumbag of the publication of the party of whatever, and then they go, oh no, we were always, you know, against them. Oh, we're on this side now, elect us, and it's a new magazine. You'll get the new magazine, the new publication, the new website, the new with a thwart I endorse. Okay, what Donna's doing right now, we're sitting here finding that we're putting up an announcement for Vaxxed, the movie, and your book in separate ones and putting them at the top up there. You're looking at the rankings, traffic, you know, for Vaxxed, the movie, and I'm going, no, it needs to be a lot more than that. We're going to go kick ass, you know. Yeah. So
same thing with Inoculated, Kent's new book,
because all three of them
tie together and show it so wonderfully.
Yeah, do it like that, Donna, individually, and then have one, you know, under you know, put them, well, each one you put the other two. You know, so each one of them they right, cross-reference.
Always.
All right, here we go.
Because it all
leave
comes
them
together
alone.
And shows
which one are you?
Years.
The Ernest Hancock Show.
Might need some doobies, you know, get all doobie-ized, and it's all, and medical marijuana is definitely on their radar screen of we don't want the Americans to have that, because that, you know, anytime you see an increase in use of marijuana, or it's legalized across the country, you're seeing reductions in dependency on prescription, of course, you know, cotton, codone, whatever the, you know, opioids. And they're seeing more recovery. It's a lot safer. They're not having as much drug death. I mean, every statistic that you can look at. Plus, it has some healing effect. So let's talk about that a little bit, too, as we get into where they, it's a Schedule One, no medical per. You can't, you're not even allowed. You can't look. You can't test. You can't do. You can't. So where do we find most of the medical benefits coming out for marijuana? It was coming out of freaking Israel. You know, because I'm going, oh, man, you're killing me. So now we're looking at, you know, the concoction of making people better includes a lot of CBD, cannabinoid, whatever. Tell us about that, Judy. Why is that? One, it's suppressed because we know why, because it, like, cures people. But how is that breaking out? Is that starting to become a big medicine component for everybody?
Right. Well, it's interesting you should mention it, because today the CDC is going to have a meeting at 1 o'clock Eastern time to talk about all the opioid use and disorders of women, and how scientists are at the Stanford are now in one of those fake news journals, Nature Medicine, are now searching for drugs to prevent opioid use. And of course, that, you know, that natural product is medical marijuana. So very interestingly, scientists at the Society for Hematology, Blood Research said, you know, there is medicinal benefit. There is medicinal benefit, and we're going to do more research to find it to reduce all of these opioid addictions and all of these other diseases, cancer, chronic fatigue syndrome, myalgic encephalitis, pain syndromes, autism, epilepsy, seizures, so much benefit. And so these two groups now are speaking on a different sides of their mouths, as far as CDC is always the one has, oh, it's all opioids, it's all opioids. And of course, we know what will cure that, and it doesn't cost anything.
Okay, now this is one thing that I want to emphasize. You know, it's kind of like the winter soldier and the sunshine patriot. Well, you're a winter soldier. I mean, when it's hard and it's rough and kind of you're out there and trudging kind of because it's right and, you know, a moral component of I'm doing this and because I can't be scumbag. And fortunately, you got to give props to your husband for being there to allow you to even be able to do this. You know, that's it's always a family thing. And I'm going, you know, this is being a winter soldier in this, and now these guys are all coming out. Oh, yeah, we're going to look, we've been holding it off decades, but yeah, now, that's sunshine patriot. That is a perfect example of a sunshine patriot. Oh, yeah, no, I've always been, yeah, you know, I got religion now, we're going to find, and these very people trying to get some credibility now, they're going to be touting and being part of, and I'm counting on you guys to point out and go, you lying sack of crap, look at all this documentation of you on the other side, you piece of poopy. So I'm going, this is, are there anybody coming out that has been for, I mean, other than Marijuana Policy Project or you have a Normal, or these guys have been doing this for decades, we've been working with, of course they got, you know, the studies, of course they got the doctor from around the world, of course. Are they given any media time to elevate whatever position they're taking? Or it's just, oh, the other bad guys that's been lying to us all this time have seen the light and they're good guys now? Is that what's going on?
Oh, no, the bad guys are still bad guys. They're all about, oh, the CDC is having this big reduce our opioid use, and there's not one word of medical marijuana. So no, we're not getting any airtime, and the industry is not getting any airtime. But I'm guessing they think that'll change on Friday.
Yeah. You know, we'll see. I'm not willing to give Trump that much time as you are. It is going to be immediate. And I think he understands that. If he's got any brains, he will. See, the thing is they want to make him as illegitimate as possible, as bad as possible, in whatever form that can take, you know, as far as credibility, integrity, you know, breathing in and out, whatever, because I get the impression that day one, it's like, you know, I got a stack of executive watch me sign. And I'm they, them, those that have been in charge of, and then you have Soros getting attacked all over the world. They're ready. You know, he steps foot in some place, he might get arrested. So I'm going, this is a big battle. And in spending time on the internet and the forums and stuff, which I know you do with people on this issue and parents and so on, they're feeling, are they guardedly optimistic? Are they real optimistic? Are they the battles that, yeah, we're kicking ass and going to get justice? I mean, what's their attitude?
No, really guardedly optimistic, because we see this as the big battle that it is, and we're not naive enough to think that they're just going to let us win and walk away. Yeah. It's trillions of dollars in 30 years of corruption.
Yeah, see, I'm if something happens to this administration, it won't be from whom. It's like, you know, which one? I mean, it's just so, I get the feeling the PR battle, this is the same thing that happened to JFK. They were this amp up of, we got to, the right is kind of, oh, he's going to sell us down the river and he's buds with the Russians and we got to, somebody be a hero, take him out kind of deal. And they're trying to give that same impression for Trump. They're hoping some lone nut does something, go, oh, that was terrible that he did that. But it's a side effect of, you know, him going up against La Machine. And this CIA battle, is that coming up on you guys, you know, that the CIA is involved?
Yes, absolutely. It's on all the websites. In fact, on all the listservs. In fact, you know, just how much the CIA has been involved in covering up the medical health crisis and the extermination of our people by these vaccines.
When they talk about shadow government, does that make it into the vax community? You got a bunch of activists going, "Hey, man, let me tell you what we're really up against." You know, is that kind of understood by the community?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yes, very, really understood. Yes.
Well, is there a contingent of people, or a lot of people plan to go to counter protest the protesters? Or are they, you know, Trump guys? Are they going to show their support going to the inauguration? Is that like a bus full of people, or the vaxxed bus going to be there? I mean, you know, what kind of presence are you going to have in the inauguration?
I think they're kind of keeping it under wraps, but I think, yes, we will have a big presence. We know of, you know, whole caravans of people going, an entire motorcycle caravan from the West that's bringing people all along to sort of say, you know, we're not going to deal with any of these fake protesters because we're all going to be there too.
Yeah, we did a segment, you know, a Fox segment that had the Bikers for Trump guys going, we're going to have a meat wall. You know, we're just going to do it. We're going to take on some whatever the heck, you know, that this is going to be interesting. One of the other things is whether Trump will walk Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm just, you know, because when, I think, you know, Bush and or Obama, somebody gets eggs thrown at him or something. I mean, you know, there's always something. And I'm going, yeah, I'm wondering what Trump, and to the point that he's hired private security, you know, he's got, you know, security watching the security of security, and I'm going, yeah, and he's kind of been holed up in his building in New York, but it's close, I'm worried, it's close. This is, I mean, I just watch it from the side like he's not my king anymore than Obama was, so I don't care, you know, but it's remnant, it's just representative of the people. And I'm wondering, in your community, these people, are they considered in the anti-vaccine, or certainly my child was damaged, or I believe that there's a problem. Are they left, right? When we come back, that's a good question to start off with. You know, what side of the political spectrum are they? And was it just a single issue? You know, are they willing to overlook all the other criticisms of Trump because he's going to be more truth about vaccines and vaccinations? Or that ability to even challenge that is representative of a bunch of other things to challenge? You know, you're watching a historical rising up of the precariat.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the ears has already happened.
All right. Are you traveling? You're on a train or something?
Yeah, I'm on a train, and we're pulling into LA Station, Union Station.
Where are you guys
going? So they cut the internet.
Ah, scumbags. Where are you going? Back home?
I'm going to meet in San Dimas. I'm actually going to work today with a group of people trying to make compounded drugs and medical marijuana into healthcare products.
All right, very cool. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure, but I really want to talk about that last question you said, because this is really
about our
basic freedoms.
And now, live from the studios of Freedoms Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. In this segment, I think the question that I had asked Judy was, what's the mindset? Philosophical bent is there? Are they starting to merge into, just anti-establishment? Are they pro-something, anti-something? What do you got to say about that, Judy?
Well, the important thing is that it's all about our very basic freedoms, very basic liberty. That is, when you can't control what goes into your own body, what goes into your child, when you're told you're mandated to inject toxins into another human being, into your mother, your child, yourself, when you have no choice or you lose your job, when you have no choice or your children don't go to school. And it goes so much further than just vaccines, as we just talked about, foods, when you don't have labeling on foods, when you can't use a natural health product because it's outlawed with no reason other than politics and money, when you can't take care of your own basic health, that's fascism, and that's what we're really fighting here to end it all right now as far as the fascism. Give us back our very basic freedom over our own health.
So what does that make all the people in support of in that rhetoric of kind of, we're anarchist? We're libertarian. We're leave me aloneist. We're Republican now. We're Trumpers. So what are they? What's their philosophical mindset?
Well, I think they've always been leave me alone now. But, of course, this is the first person in arguably 40 years that has been a real free election, not bought and paid for. Clinton's were bought and paid for. I guess it's anti-establishment. I guess it's somebody who genuinely doesn't, since 1980, since Jimmy Carter's. When was the last time we had our own freedom of religion? We had our own freedom over what to our bodies, over who we worship, what we worship. We're not allowed medical exemptions on medical procedures. We're forced to take drugs, and we don't even know what's in them. That's what GMO, genetically modified food, is. And we're not even allowed to read a label before it's forced on us.
Yeah, that's another thing. This labeling of food, where's Trump on that? Does anybody know?
Well, I'm sure he's going to be on the same end of labeling, showing, eliminating the toxins from our world, because it's so much more than vaccines. Our environment, our water, think of the lead in Flint, Michigan. We'll just poison a group of people and we'll pretend we didn't do it. The Environmental Protection Agency is not at all about protecting anything but their profits. So, know, as I mentioned once, I talked about Dr. David Lewis in his book called Science for Sale. He was a scientist for the Environmental Protection Agency, and he uncovered all the crap they're putting into the blacktop they put on our playgrounds. And, of course, they got rid of him, you know, a decade ago. He suffered the same sort of Wakefielding effect that I did, and Dr. Wakefield and Dr. Hooker, and on and on.
You mean that what's happening at the CDC is kind of the same thing as happening at the EPA?
And the FDA. And the NIAID.
I am so shocked. Not.
I'm sorry.
You know, well, this is, you know, the EPA thing. You know, it's same thing. You know, they go to the... You know, you damn libertarians, you're just, you know, causing a ruckus about everything. And we understood from the beginning when Nixon created the EPA, it was about all these class action lawsuits of real damage that was happening with pollution in the 60s. And they're just, corporate America is like, man, we need some legal pollution. Can't we create a EPA that says it's okay to pollute them this much? So, and that's what
exactly.
They did. No, I saw it happen. I see it happen all the time. This... You know, I tell you what changed everything. It was the internet. Be able to broadband video of everybody gets on my smartphone. Now, of course, they're tracking us, you know, with everything. It's got a dark side to it, too. So that's why I'm looking for the anonymity of the dark web of I can do it and grandma just button if I get access to any and everything and you can't track and suck it. So when that happens, there's going to be another level of openness of people interacting with each other. And we all become pirates. We're not privateers sanctioned by the king to be able to go out and do his bidding. We're just not. So I'm going, I need some pirate medicine. I need somebody out there just, I don't care if you're sanctioned by their magazine of who gives a crap, you know. I'm looking at real science. It can be peer-reviewed, not by science peers that's on the list of the people that we want you to peer-review, and you only get the peer-review here, and if you don't do it the way we want, you're going to be excommunicated from society also. I mean peer-reviewed of freaking everybody and anybody can have a general opinion of they're not lying, and these people are. You know, that is uncovering the secrets, exposing the lies, and I can see it coming fast. I don't know what they, them, those that won't leave us alone and all this trillions of dollars that are at stake here are going to do. They're not going to sit down. What do you fear they may do?
Well, I guess there's a great fear that, you know, they start or continue. I shouldn't say start. They continue to take us all out and take out the, you know, Trump or anybody else who tries to get in their way. We all applauded Bobby Kennedy Jr. because, you know, obviously he knows what it's like to stand up and say unpopular things. He lost his uncle, he lost his father as a child, and now he's been standing up here for more than 10 years saying take the toxic mercury out of our environment and out of these vaccines and stop killing our children.
You know, that's a good point. You know, his father and his uncle, JFK, RFK, were taken out with, you know, bullets for exactly this kind of thing.
Exactly. So it's not, I'm sure it's not lost on him, so he's the hero. And you know, as well as, you know, Dr. Wakefield, Dr. Hooker, all of us who stand up and say no more. We, you know, there is no quality of life if we lose our very souls and our very brains and we can't communicate and we can't function and we can't live pain-free and I can't even tell you what else we can't do because of what they're doing to us.
Well, you're at a point now to where there's been enough support, there's been enough knowledge, there's enough contact, there's enough that you're coming up with the Dr. Judy Mikovits concoction of, you know, Eyes of Newt cure for all kinds of stuff. I mean, you know, can you give us a little bit of what you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. We're working with a very large network worldwide, doctors, scientists, drug developers, compounding pharmacies, diagnostic companies who, you know, and it's underground. It's not lost on anybody that the cures are out there and that the plague of corruption has created a plague of disease. And there's a lot of need. There's a huge market. It's not lost on anybody. There's opportunity. And I've never stopped doing that very thing, always looking to produce affordable not only cures but prevention. We can just prevent all of this disease.
So you come up with this. You know, of course, I'm wanting to promote the crap out of it, but the more popular and the more effective it is. Every single one, I go, what is the common denominator? As I look through all these naturopaths just dropping like flies, I mean, by dozens. I mean, it's almost, what, 60, 70? I was going to hit triple digits. I mean, they are, man, it is a war on. I'm like, what is the common factor? Well, it was the anti-transcriptase of RNA retrovirus stopping, slowing down, you're not, whatever, and cannabis oil. And it's something to do with marijuana and that. You combine those two, man, you're on, they don't like you, list number one. How far off am I? Is that kind of what the commonality is?
Yeah, that's the commonality is these two things will cure, essentially every chronic disease of our time or prevent it and lead to people who can go back to work and live quality lives. And once you cure something, you point to cause and you win. That's what the AIDS activists ACT UP did in the 80s. They said, you're not just going to say it's our lifestyle, and you're not just going to say this. And they fought, and of course we turned that into a disease you can live with, and that proved the causes. And the causes aren't simply one retrovirus; it's all the acquired toxins and immune dysfunction we're creating with these vaccines. You don't vaccinate an AIDS patient.
This is going to be so rapid, so many world changing events that is just, it's coming up from the people. Trump is just a manifestation of it. If it's not him, it's going to be some other. They may be able to delay, deny for a while, but it, sooner or later, all of a sudden, when does it, you've won? When these guys are made fun of at their country club, they can't go through a convenience store or a checkout counter or through the grocery line or the country club without being hissed and booed and not allowed. And then they got to go to Bohemian Grove with their buddies to sit there and, worship trees or whatever to be able to have friends. Good.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing...
All right, there we go. Tell me what we're working on with Rhea. What should I tell her?
Oh, I'm shipping things either tonight or tomorrow. I got everything in that I wanted to ship her, and so you'll have it with a protocol of how to do it, but probably by the end of the week.
Very cool. Thank you. The other thing is she wanted to know what the timeline was for, she was saying she's doing some research, red blood cells replace after so much and white and kind of, so she's kind of looking at a schedule, what she should expect in a timeline if she's diligent in doing the protocol that she should expect results in what?
We've seen people get well in days, weeks. And that means just normalize their blood functions. And because she hasn't been sick very long, and because we've seen people who have been bedridden for 25 years and within weeks start to regain, noticeable function. And so it's because she otherwise has good nutrition, good health, good things. All we have to do, since blood cells turn over 10 to the 9th every day, 10 to the 9th, 10 billion or trillion or whatever that number is, 10 with 9 zeros after it, every day your white blood cells turn over. So once we stop the transmission of the viruses and start to stop those good cells from dying, which is what the viruses do, is they kill them, and it skews your immune response, then very quickly you get the function back because you've restored a normal bone marrow. So that's what the bone broth and the camel's milk is going to give her, the antibodies in the very short term to prevent her from being susceptible to infection as she is now, because when you have immune deficiencies, you can't mount an appropriate immune response. So it tends to be an autoimmune rather than an anti-infection or anti-whatever response. And so you want to calm all of that down, and that can happen in a matter of days to weeks. She'll start to come back to life, and then all we have to do is maintain that and keep all the healthy cells from getting infected. That's how you do it. And that's why the book talks about Magic Johnson, because we caught it early with him, and he's just fine. That was 25 years ago. You know, sure, he's on these drugs all his life, and he's a little puffy from steroids to keep the inflammation down. We really have to keep the inflammation down. But he's still living a very high-quality life, had children, not infected, not nothing.
Yeah, Rhea's it's affecting her. This chronic thing, she's hopeful that we can, you know, but it's, I can tell, I want my daughter back, you know?
Yeah, and you'll... And that's the good news, is that you can get her back. We know stem cells. We know. So this group I'm going to today, they have a really great expertise in stem cell biology. So, you know, it's like, okay, we'll kill all the bad cells, and then we'll make sure the stem cells stay well. And they start it all out and repopulate well. We can fix things in the brain. We can fix the metabolic dysfunction so that she can absorb nutrients and she doesn't have to eat a ton. She doesn't have that air hunger with her lungs. We know all of the pathways. And so that's what I'm doing today. I'm saying, okay, I want this marker in every pathway so that we know, because everybody's a little bit different on what their trigger and their most important pressure point is. So what we come in is we take that most important pressure point where it's giving her the most problem, and we fix that first.
Okay. Well, you let me know what I can do to promote and pimp and sell and offer. And, you know, we got a lot of places and different marketplaces and website, everything. And I go through the commune. You got, you know, the cure of right here and order and, you know, pay in, whatever. We'll make sure you take Bitcoin, too. And then we'll...
yes, we do.
Then we go, boom! So, you know, just tell them you got Ernie out here and daughter, and, you hook me up and make sure and take care of Ernie, and he'll be your biatch, man. Yep. I mean, you know, whatever I got to do to help my daughter. So you just let me know.
This is a large part medical marijuana, and this is a large part. The very first thing they've been setting up for the last 6 months since we've known them is the secrecy, is to keep us all safe and keep us from being hurt.
Yeah, this is...
So we've got every kind of secure internet. That's why I don't like to say too much on the air, because...
We're still recording. You know, this is... You're going to go out, so don't say any more you don't want out on...
No, I won't.
On the phone, I mean...
I won't.
Because it's...
But you know, it's really important to give these patient communities hope. And it's just so much more than autism. Most of the cases I've worked on in the last 3 weeks, you know, I've got one today. It's an 87-year-old man, and he died within 24 hours of a flu vaccine he should have never been given. You know, you don't give an 87-year-old man who's already got cardiac issues the flu vaccine. Any vaccine, any drugs. Why would you control?
Well, you know, that's amazing. In your when you go to the vaccine court, you were saying in these cases, they go, "Yeah, we were just following policy, so we're protected of policy because we got a policy."
It's policy. It's not health. It's not public health. It's public policy.
Yeah, that argument is just, you just want to backhand that. So collectivist, communist, social, whatever the hell. That's engineering.
Well, and of the brain, I'm really struggling to write this case, as is Dr. Rossetti, because all they're going to say is, oh, come on, he was 87 and he was already sick. He just died. And it's like, no, but for this vaccine, he might have lived 6 more months, a year more. Who are you to decide? And they're just taking out the old people because they can.
Oh, that's who they're marketing to. If you don't want to die, get this flu. You don't want to get a flu and die. Of course, the shot will kill you. But, I mean, you know, it's kind of,
yeah.
All right. So what's the next, after the inauguration this week, next week, what happens? Are there scheduled meetings? Are there rallies? Has it changed your marketing? Is there going to be, you know, something? Are you waiting to see if he makes it to Monday? I mean, what?
Well, Saturday we have a Cali Summit. It's called the California Summit, and this is the third in a series of meetings of vaccine advocates, aware groups from around the world to stop the SB 277. That's the Senate bill that makes it mandated that you do whatever they tell you to do when they tell you to do it on the vaccine schedule, as many as they want.
Okay, that's
so we're
California
having that meeting
law,
on
right?
Saturday. That's the California law. So we'll be there Saturday. and we'll be there all day Saturday in Los Angeles. And yeah, we're just going to keep moving so that the minute we can put it in place, you know, Friday I probably won't go anywhere, and I've asked my husband not to travel in the trains because who knows what could happen.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to be sitting in the Union Station.
That's what Hellfire muscles are for, man. Don't worry about it.
That's right.
You know, the what happened, one other thing, God, what was it? It was on tip of my tongue. Nah, I lost it. Damn it. I was going to ask you something. But the, you know, I'm glad that you guys are, you know, on the front edge of this because this is, are you guys at the train station? Well, I'll let you go finish your traveling. But go ahead and keep up with this because I want to make sure that, you know, we follow this all the way through as the Trump administration does this. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you. Thank you, Ernie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.